I've had quite a few cattle. I guess maybe 75 or 100 head of cattle. Sometimes you see them. They change it about.
Now, let me get back. We're talking to you about some, I wanted to talk to you about some birds and animals and things. What's the, you ever get any birds in your barn?
Sure.
What kind?
Well, barn martins and the English spars. And, well, there's different kinds of spars. And the wren, little wrens, they build their nests in the barn. And the barn martins,
Do they cause you a lot of trouble?
No.
The
all the old English spar, we don't like them. They eat up your grain and stuff. But outside of that,
how about these animals that that make a hooting sound?
Hoot owl?
Yeah, do you have any of them around here?
Well, you hardly ever hear a hoot owl. You've got to get up on the mountain, camp out to hear the hoot owl.
I see. Yeah. Now, do you get any owls in the barn?
No, I don't think so. I remember a few years back we had a barned owl up here in the little barn we got up here in the hollow.
What did that look like?
Well, stop that thing just a minute. Let me get my bird book and I'll show you.
Okay.
about a 45 degree angle on each side. They wasn't straight like that. They was
Now here.
At an angle.
I didn't have the machine on there. Tell me again about the chaise engine. Just what you just said.
Well, the little chaise, it has three cylinders, on one, and they're on one side, and they, of course, they're up and down.
Yeah.
Vertical. And that the boiler is an upright boiler. That there is something unusual.
Now, was that a coal burning or
coal burner? Yeah.
Was there an engineer and a fireman or?
Well, I don't know whether you used a fireman on that little engine or not. That engineer there, I knew him, Frank Hand. I worked with him on the same job with him for years.
What year would you say that picture was taken?
I'd say that there was taken about 19 and, from 19 to 1905. Yeah, that there.
1900 or 1905?
Yeah, along about
and the,
that.
This one, now here's the Climax engine. You were telling me about that now.
That there is around 1910, somewhere.
This is Whiting Manufacturing, American Log Loader. Now, that's the caboose there? Is that what that was called, or?
No, that's just the loader.
Oh, that's the loader. This isn't that isn't
see,
part of
here's
it.
Here's the...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it lifts the load. Well, you see, it's a swinging load there.
I see, and there are two men standing on it there, on that log.
I called that man that loaded the load, top loader. He's the man that placed the logs.
Did they stand on the logs when they loaded them, or?
They sure did,
So they
swung them loads around it.
Now the how about the Climax engine? What was that? You said that was different from the chaise.
Well, it had a cylinder on each side, and the cylinder's set about 45 degree angle on each side in the front of the engine.
And that was just a two cylinder.
Two cylinder, one on each side.
And then now this one again was this big one here. Were these narrow gauge?
That's narrow gauge. Yeah, they were both narrow gauge.
Both of them, and the Climax too.
Yeah.
So
all three
three of them are narrow gauge. And when was that picture taken? Of that, what's that called again?
Well, we called it the Baldwin engine. That was taken back there about 1905, 1906, 1907 along there somewhere.
Now, how fast could a train like that go? I suppose with logs it moved very slowly and up the hill, but coming down a grade, how fast would a train like that go, an engine?
Well, if the track was straight enough, they could run pretty fast, maybe 50, 60 miles.
Is that right?
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that engine, they haul logs from Whiting's. Now, that there just this side of Mountain City.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's kind of north-west of Mountain City. That engine, they